Sabbath School Lessons from the Bible. The Promise, God's Everlasting Covenant. How can it be that the Most High of the universe is willing to make a covenant with you? How can it happen that a relationship with your Creator may succeed? Tuesday. The Messiah Promise, Part 2. In the Bible, in the first epistle to the Thessalonians by the Apostle Paul, we read an important, very, very important text for the future. In this letter to the Thessalonians, in chapter 4, we read in verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. So we have it again. The dead in Christ. So the ones who are already dead, but in their lifetime, in their lifespan, they have trusted the Lord, they have loved the Lord, they have followed him in an obedient way, and therefore, they are in Christ. They are the dead in Christ. And when Jesus will come again, these dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So he will not descend down to the very ground. He will stay up like a colibri in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. So we have two types. The ones like Elijah, who was transformed to heaven. There was no death for him on this earth. He was alive and was transformed to heaven. These will be the followers of Jesus when Jesus comes again and us, these people who are still alive on earth. And those who have already died, like the Apostle Paul and all the others, they will be resurrected and transformed into the new body as the angels. And together, this is the type of Moses. He died, was resurrected, and got a new body. So either you will be like Moses, or either you will be Elijah. But it does not matter on which side you are, because both groups are bound together in the air and will go with Jesus and his angels to the center of the universe. And there, we will stay in between till this planet will be restored and will become a new one. the whole planet will become a paradise. But it will take 1,000 years in between that the Earth can celebrate all the Sabbath days which have not been celebrated by the people. 6,000 years, history of mankind. And Jesus comes again. And then 1,000 year span for the devil to do nothing because no one is here anymore. And Jesus comes again. All the ones who are not in Christ will be killed because this planet is destroyed. And those who are in Christ will be taken by the angels to heaven, to the center of the universe. And at the end, Paul says, so shall we ever be with the Lord, wherefore comfort one another with these words. Comfort one another. He will come again and he will take you out of all this chaos on this planet.